Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is totally random. Nick, don't you have a glass shower in your bathroom?
That's the whole show is totally random, but go on.
All right, don't you have a glass shower in your bathroom?
One bathroom has a glass shower door. The other one is completely open.
Okay. The glass shower door. What are your house rules? Because, like, really, with this whole squeegee thing?
Have
you met squeegeers? There's, like, people that are, like, literally.
The glass is frosted, sort of textured, so squeegeeing, not an option.
Lucky.
However, what I do, you know the spray stuff, the enzyme spray that you put in a shower, like a shower clean or a daily shower, whatever?
Oh, yeah. Daily shower.
Yeah, daily shower. I spray that when I use it so it doesn't leave the watermarks, and that stuff works.
Squeegee
purists.
I'm not
purists. A squeegeer, and I've been to houses where they are squeegeers.
They're squeegee purists, and that would not count.
There's a whole display. There's one there for you to use, and they mention my sister's place. My sister would be like, when you take the shower, make sure. And I'm like, you know what?
Squeegee.
I won't shower.
Like, right? Me too.
This shouldn't be a task.
Just hose me off outside.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Wheez, are you guys squeegeers in your showers?
Growing up, we were. Yes, we were. We have open,
the worst.
Yes, do.
No, we have curtain showers now, but
yes. And you leave those open for the public.
Showtime.
No.
But there's like literally,
Where did this come up in your world?
9850. I was talking to somebody, one of my girlfriends, Kim, who is a really sweet person, but I never knew how obsessed she was with cleaning until she noticed, like, one of the sides of the windows. She's like, that can be a lot cleaner. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Ouch.
She's like such a sweetheart. It was a window.
Wait, what happened?
We were in the dining room, and one of the panes wasn't clean enough for her, and it was driving her crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
So she needed the cleaner. And apparently I don't have the right glass. I thought Windex was the jam, but apparently not. So she cleaned that. And then I'm like, are you like this with everything, like glass and stuff? And she's like, oh, yeah, my house. Like, you can't get out of the shower if you don't squeegee. And I know if you didn't squeegee, like, she can tell based on the watermarks or whatever. And I'm just wondering, like, how many people are obsessed with, like, do you have to squeegee when you take a shower? And I mean, if you have a shower curtain, you don't have to do that. You win. That's like winning right there. Not using anything, another win. But if you have a glass shower door, there's certain people that it's like,
Jan,
you can't get
some
out.
Some people want the walls squeegeed down. So imagine a shower wall. Where it's just, you know, whatever surface it is, fitter or tile or plastic or whatever, but they want that squeegeed down regardless of any glass window on the front of the shower.
They
I'm talking
care.
Like the, if you have the bath that also has the shower, that's the situation at my sister's place. And she's got really nice stone or something.
Whatever. Yeah.
Make sure you, and I'm like, I'm still your brother. I'm not doing that.
Right. See, we have a boy's shower and a girl's shower. The boy's shower is disgusting. Girl's shower.
Yeah.
Clean
anything goes for the boy's shower.
Yeah. We're not. Yeah.
Welcome to Mildew Towers.
I'm not allowed there. They're not. Well, they don't want to come in ours.
No, they're like, you guys are good.
They're like, you two just are take gross. It. I'm like, yep, we are.
You need to shave the walls.
Yeah. Are you into the squeegee? And is that part of, like, because, I mean, you know, we were talking, like, the impossible question today was how much time we take in channel surfing. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about how much time if you do that one thing of squeegeeing the shower. And it's just like, I don't know, that's a few minutes every day. Something maybe you don't need to do, or maybe it's like you're, you know, maybe you feel that
clean.
I don't
think I ever followed through with the guidelines of squeegeeing.
I know, but then I truly
I did
believe.
Once, no, I did. My cousin's place. My cousin had a beautiful, like, imagine the most beautifully designed bathroom with the glass walls and everything. So,
yeah.
So she had that. And I remember, and I thought, well, you know what? She did such a good job. I will squeegee this one time in my life, but no other time have I ever. It's just not what showers are for. You're not there to squeegee. It's a selfish time. You're there to take care of you. Right. It's me time.
I know. And then you end with like a cleaning job that you have to do.
I give zero cares about your wall.
644-9850 if you want to comment on whether or not you squeegee, because we want to know what you do in the shower. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Rob, we're talking about squeegeeing in a shower. Yeah. Do you have those house rules?
Oh, no. My question is it something that you, like, do naked, like, when you're right out the shower or in the shower, like, pretty naked?
Yeah, so you take your shower, you're all done, you turn the shower off, because you can't squeegee when the shower's on. And so then standing naked, dripping wet, you've then got to, and this is, some people are obsessed with the shower squeegee and can't get out of the shower until this is done. So then standing naked, wet, dripping with water, you've got the task then from top of the door to the bottom or the shower to squeegee.
Yeah, but Janet, like you're a clean person. Like, yes. I'm not about to squeegee dirty walls onto my feet.
Exactly. I agree.
No.
Yeah, then I got to rewash my feet. Yeah,
so scum. That
filthy wastewater.
See, this is my take.
That the person before me, you know, is all nasty, and then they didn't squeegee because they don't.
Thank you.
I'm putting their like body juice on me.
I don't
body juice.
So, body juice. My first question would be, if somebody was all skanky, why are they in your shower?
Good
Secondly,
question.
You need to have them keep their like body juice point, to themselves.
You know, he's squeegeed the one time at somebody else's home.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it could be a beautiful, gorgeous shower, but you're not going to see all this, like, you know, microorganisms crawling everywhere. Nor do I want to see them. Nor do I want to squeegee them onto my naked body.
Right. Like,
well,
why?
You could hold on, Jan. Have you tried squeegeeing yourself instead of a towel? You could just squeegee.
Right.
I literally.
I could be getting dressed and, like, maybe doing it a little bit. If it's glass walls, like, I have tile walls, so how am I going to squeegee tile walls?
It's dude, my sister made me squeegee her tile walls or asked me to.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, so that's what we're doing. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Do you squeegee your bathroom? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Okay, you're on. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Janet. This is Terry. And yes, I squeegee my bathroom walls right along with my husband and six kids.
You squeegee the kids and the husband, too?
Oh. It's funny because I make them go back in and say, you didn't squeegee.
Yep, exactly. Now, let me ask you, do you you turn the water off in the shower, you're naked, and then the next thing that happens is squeegee?
Grab the squeegee, do the walls, and then do the glass shower doors.
Right. So this is a real question.
That's walls and door, by the way. Walls and door.
Walls and door, floor or ceiling to floor, because you got to work your way down. Mm-hmm. But when you get to the down part, are you bending over? Are you squatting down?
Probably both. But at the end, you squat down to make sure that you get the corners very good.
Exactly.
Look, that's not a good look for some guys.
I don't know. Right. I'm trying to think of how am I going to do this to make
now
this?
I'm imagining Janet squeegeeing.
You're sort of mopping the floor.
Janet, you go to the dollar store, you get a 99-cent squeegee, you keep it in your shower, and it makes your weekly cleaning in half.
See, and I hear you, and I agree with the dollar store squeegees. I think the more expensive the squeegee, the more annoying they are because they're heavy.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
I like the little plastic ones that work fast, but I don't want that in my life.
Oh, it takes 50 seconds.
I know, but
50? You've timed this?
She probably
has
a
specific
I'm
time.
Wait,
watch this, Nick. Now let me ask you this: do you switch up the way somebody would cut a lawn? Do you switch up which direction you squeegee so you don't get glass marks?
Well, everybody's kind of different. I like my own way, so.
Okay, everybody.
I got you.
How many kids did you say you have?
Six.
Six, go girl.
Got your own way.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. She's got her own way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.